Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters. So, dude, I got some good news this week.
Okay.
So, you know how we talked about how much influence this podcast has? Well, we finally convinced one of the greatest people to have ever lived that we were in the right and they were in the wrong, because I saw Keemstar's newest episode of Drama Alert, which came out today, and guess who's now a flat earther? Mr. Logan Paul himself came out as a flat earther, and I don't think it's a troll.
Yes,
I think he's real, man. He's not a sociopath who's just doing it for the attention.
Dude, Logan Paul is too much of a real savage to do anything fake for the clicks.
Yeah, he's not just doing it for the clicks. He's a legitimate flat earther.
He's a flat earth boy.
Keemstar tried to say that maybe Logan Paul is just really dumb and he's trying to get dumb followers to like him. Well, not really dumb. He said Logan Paul's really smart, but his fans are dumb, so he's trying to get more dumb fans to like him by saying he's a flat earther. I think he's just a savage, and he knows what he's talking about.
He's just a savage.
And like us, he is a flat earther.
Let me see. What makes more sense to you, Michael? That we live on a sphere, and if you head one way long enough, if you just head in a straight line from where you're facing right now, eventually you wind up back here again?
That doesn't make sense to me.
That doesn't make any sense.
I've never had that happen before.
Yeah, dude, but you know what I have had happen? I've gone a long way on flat ground.
I've walked off a table before.
So here's the thing about science, dude. Like, besides the fictional movie Around the World in 80 Days, nobody's ever actually gone around the world. We've all seen the one doctored picture of the Earth from outer space.
Yeah, it just gets doctored different ways every time.
Yeah. Like, we can't observe around Earth. I was going to say, I wanted to say world, but I said Earth.
Did you forget where we lived? For like a second?
Yeah, I had to, I mean, freaking, so like, we're Earth, and then what are the other planets we got?
Mars.
Heaven and hell.
No, those aren't planets. Those are planars. Planes.
Oh, okay. But Purgatory is a planet that's on Mars, or is it like a subset of Mars?
I don't know where you're going with this.
Or is Purgatory Bakersfield, California?
I feel like you try to make so many inside jokes on this podcast.
Here's the thing.
And we're trying to make people that don't listen to the podcast get our jokes.
No, here's the thing, dude.
And you're just like, let's just make more inside jokes. Because I really like the two people that know that joke to get really laughter. Laughter.
Yeah, here's the thing, dude. We split up the work. You try to get new people to watch. I please the fans we have.
You're pleasing two people. Whatever, dude.
Doesn't Bethany listen? Bethany didn't go. Frick.
She wasn't there. Welcome to Life's What You Rate It, the podcast on WhackMatters.com. We rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10. I rate Logan Paul's newfound truth, flat earth truther ideology, an 8 out of 10. Because there is always the small possibility that it's not real. But we know that the earth is flat, as we established in the first episode of Life's What You Rate It, episode 0.
If Logan Paul doesn't come out and say that it was all a hoax or something, we might bump that up to a 9.
Yeah, definitely. It's not transcendent because it took him too long to come up to the truth.
And also,
he is just kind of a loser.
It's just a real life thing. Like,
yeah, I guess
transcendence. Like, I mean, I think it's not like, well, error. We're gonna rate error 10 out of 10 because it's transcendent. No, it's just a thing. That's just a fact.
Error also doesn't exist outside of Earth. So
yeah,
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, it has to exist. Whatever, man. I'm not gonna get sciencey again.
Like you did on episode 1.
Like I did on episode 1. So, yeah, we rate things on a scale from 1 to 10. And I want to talk about something. I don't know if this is what I officially want to rate, but we can rate it. Because that's our job. Last night I watched a movie I had not seen in maybe 10 years or more. It was called The Beauty.
Even Stevens movie?
No. It was called The Beauty and the Beast.
Did you watch the Disney one or the new one with Hermione?
Was that not Disney?
It might have been Disney.
I think I watched the cartoon. The original cartoon. Okay, so first of all, I have a bone to pick. The movie The Beauty and the Beast came out in 1991, when I was a small lad. And the problem is that originally they had planned another musical number in the movie that was supposed to be 11 minutes long.
And they took it out?
Yeah, because at some point somebody said, hey, this movie that's only an hour and or like 120 minutes long, 11 minutes really throws off the pace of the story we're trying to tell. And the people were like, but we really want to do this song. And they're like, but it's 11 minutes long. We can't do it. So they replaced it in the original version.
With
right?
what?
A different song. I don't remember.
Oh, was it Be Our Guest? Be Our Guest's a banger, no, dude.
That was a good one. So like the song that got replaced was called Human Again. And I can't remember the song that they replaced it with. But I'm watching this movie, right? Because in the Blu-ray version, they replaced the song that they replaced with a smaller, shorter version of Human Again.
Hmm.
So they start singing Human Again, and I'm like, I definitely do not remember this song at all, because I had the original VHS copy. I'm like, I don't remember this song at all. And they're singing the song, and then I recognize some of the animations, because they reused the footage, though I think they did make some new footage too, which is weird. But like they reuse the and here's a problem with it, like whatever.
It's just not a good song.
It's not a good song. And I want to say that the song they replaced I might have actually liked more. But I also don't like the fact that they George Lucas'd up this movie.
They just chop and screw.
When I hit play on the Blu-ray, it said original theatrical release, and that was not the original theatrical release. That song was not in the original.
However, Michael, is it better than the Hermione version?
I have never seen the Hermione version.
See, here's have the you? Weird. The weird thing about the Hermione version.
Can she sing?
Is they leaned really hard into the Beast part.
Okay.
And all of the music was overdubbed by the Beastie Boys. And it was just, I don't think it fit the tone of the thing well. When Hermione opened up her mouth to be like,
no, bonjour. Sleep till.
But she was like, bonjour. And then, but it actually sounds like, bonjour! Like, they kind of were just yelling all of the things. It was really weird. And also, they didn't change any of the lyrics to any of the songs. And let me just tell you, freaking, a tale as old as time. It doesn't feel as good when people are yelling it far away from a mic like that. It's not as good. I think the artistic choice of overdubbing all of the songs by the Beastie Boys, like a 4 out of 10.
Listen, I don't think the Beastie Boys are all as good as people say they are. I know there's a line that I don't want to cross, but I really don't think the Beastie Boys are that great.
Hey, Michael, name a Beastie Boys song that's not No Sleep Till Brooklyn or the one other one.
Intergalactic.
Okay, name a third one.
The crap. I feel like I should know one, but I can't. I know two. But here's the thing about the Beastie Boys. I don't think they hold up at all, really.
I mean, I do like No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
They don't hold up, though. They sound so old.
That's true. But what do you think about Run DMC, then? Does Run DMC hold up better?
Oh, probably. Because they're not culturally appropriating rap music.
Yeah, that was my biggest problem with just Kamikaze.
Here's the thing. I don't like that. I don't think there's a way on me to watch that Blu-ray version of the Beauty and the Beast and get the original song, whatever the song was that they had. I don't think there's a way for me to get back there. I think I have to watch Human again, which is not a very good song. Also, let me critique the songs in the movie again. Belle kind of is a whiny baby at the beginning. She's singing There Must Be More Than This Provincial Life, and I don't know what provincial means. But I think it might mean that everything is normal and taken care of, and she is living a happy, normal life. And she's complaining about that.
Hey, Michael?
Yeah?
You're the problem with feminism.
No, like, here's the thing. She's like,
she wants to
there
be
must
a
be more than this provincial life. And she's reading these books. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, and they make a joke in the movie. Gaston's like, girls shouldn't read books because then they get ideas and start thinking. And that's not a good thing. I'm not pro Gaston. Gaston sucks.
Okay, however, the Gaston song.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
But here's the thing. I don't know if the vocalists are very good in that movie. When was the last time you heard any of the songs from the movie The Little Mermaid?
Like the version of that? I stumbled across an Ashley Tisdale version of Kiss the Girl recently.
No, we will not talk about Ashley Tisdale on this show. I have nothing
positive.
The version
of that song's a 2 out of 10.
I have nothing positive to say about Ashley Tisdale's voice. It's a 1 out of 10.
Her version of that song, the world would be better without it. I take that back. But the actual versions of the songs?
Yes. Do you know the song?
I don't know if I've ever seen A Little Mermaid.
It's lame, but the music's fine. No, I'm about to get to the music here. The song that's about, I'm really struggling here, but there's a song that she sings in Ariel's Grotto, the Kingdom Hearts zone.
Yes.
And then she swims up with the comb.
Do you want to know how few Disney movies I've actually seen and been in conversations of and been able to fake my way through them thanks to Kingdom Hearts?
She's in the Ariel's Grotto and she has a bunch of human artifacts that she collects, right? And she sings this song and I am seriously drawing a friggin' blank and it's making me nuts. She sings a song and it's the main song from the movie that's not Into the Sea. Under the Sea, sorry. Into the Sea. Under the Sea. So there's that one, which the crab sings
under
most
the
of.
Sea.
There's Kiss the Girl. And there's this song and I freaking am seriously drawing such a blank, which is so bad for an audio podcast. It's like, it's a stereotypical Disney song where she's talking about there must be something more. It's also a whiny song. What the heck is this song?
I super don't know. But do you know the words to Kiss the Girl?
I think so.
I think that, like, for the liberal world we live in,
it might be a little
now,
creepy. It's definitely
super
creepy.
Super bad.
It's a little creepy.
There you see her. Look at her across the way. She don't have a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. Go on and kiss the girl. Like, no.
Yeah, we don't do that here.
No.
She needs to sign the consent form first. The kiss consent.
The kiss consent form. Like,
what in the world is this song? People that are listening, the moms that are listening to this song are going nuts.
Okay, well, here's the good advantage. We have a lot of homeschool moms. They don't let their kids watch Little Mermaid because of inappropriate clothing.
Oh, man. Heck, darn.
I know a homeschool family, and they were allowed to watch Little Mermaid, but they were not allowed to watch Aladdin.
Aladdin has a lot more, like, of inappropriate sorcery.
Clothing.
It has a
but
lot
no,
more
it
sorcery.
Was inappropriate clothing was the reason. But I was like,
heck, darn me. Technically, Ariel's not a human. I mean, she is at the end of the movie, but in the beginning of the movie, she's not. Spoilers for The Little Mermaid, she turns into a human.
I don't know about The Little Mermaid.
Anyway.
King Trident looks dope.
I'm going to come up with that at some point, but let me tell you what. I cannot think of a more...
Is it something about her collection?
Yes. I cannot think of a more perfect female vocal performance than the lady who sings Ariel's part of that song. It's so freaking beautiful. Every time I hear it, I wish that every single female vocalist sounded like that lady singing that song, because it's legitimately that good of a performance. And I seriously cannot remember it right now, and
hey,
it's
Michael,
driving me
I
up the wall.
I thought you were just a huge fan of Adina Menlumba.
Dude,
Let It Go.
Let's get real here. Right? This is our podcast, and thanks for bringing this up. I can bring what I want. Listen, the movie Frozen came out, and I don't want to...
It's a pretty good flick.
Yeah, I don't want to pick a beef with Frozen, because I like the music from Frozen, and I like Frozen, and I do think that maybe it's just kind of an X-Men story, which is cool, actually. I like X-Men.
Cool. Good one, dude.
I do think that maybe the plot is stretched out a little bit. But the music's good, right? And that's kind of the main part. It's a musical. The music's good. But let me tell you a secret. And this is a secret that extends beyond the realm of the Frozen cinematic universe. I don't think Idina Menzel, otherwise known as Adele Dazeem.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Adele Dazeem. She can hit the notes that she's supposed to hit, right? That's her job as a vocal performer in Broadway and in television. But I'm about to say this, dude. She's freaking nasally, and her voice is so... Her tone is so bad. I legitimately... Like, when you listen to the song Let It Go, and you know there's the part where she goes, "Let the storm rage on." The part where she's like, "Let the storm rage on!" The cold never bothered me anyway.
Dude, that note, listen to it. It's so freaking nasally. It hurts my ears. And I always want to talk about how bad Idina Menzel's performance is there. I'm giving it a 4 out of 10. Because it's not that good.
So you're saying you like the Demi version better?
Hold on. It goes like, the Ariel song is like, do 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 part of
my world, part of your world,
part of that the world, your world. That song, dude, it's so beautiful, it's so good. That is transcendent, my boy.
So you're saying Ariel's performance of Part of Your World is a 10 out of 10?
Whoever voices that has the most beautiful singing voice of all women to have ever existed. It's are you so wonderful.
Did you consider Annie from Annie?
Yeah, dude. You're not going to convince me otherwise, because legitimately, I'll forget about that song and be like, oh, I kind of like this song. I'll listen to the song and almost be moved to tears with like chills every time I hear the vocal performance of Part of Your World, Part of My World, whatever it's called. Part of Your
part
World?
Part of Your World. Yeah, I think that feels right.
Whatever it is, dude, it's so beautiful.
They don't do that, and that's not in the Kingdom Hearts 1.6 version, gives me, and that's the one I played.
It gives me chills.
So... hey, Michael, you want to know a fun story about me?
Okay.
Have you seen or heard of the movie Maleficent?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Okay, do you know what it would be about, though?
Angelina Jolie is the Sleeping Beauty witch, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It might be Angelina. I don't really know actress's name.
Okay.
Here's the thing, dude. The disadvantage to getting most of your Disney princess lore from Kingdom Hearts is sometimes you go and you watch roughly an hour of Maleficent, and the whole time you're going, when are these dwarves gonna show up? Are these dwarves? Like, what?
Does she turn into a dragon, though?
She does turn into a dragon, and it's sick as heck. Like, it's not great. It's not a bad movie, though. However, I was so confused for over half the movie, going, where are the dwarves?
Where's the Hi-Ho song? The Hi-Ho song's so good.
I was like,
Hi-Ho, Hi-Ho.
Can you name all the dwarves?
Sleepy, grumpy, dopey. Sleepy, dopey, grumpy. That's three.
There's seven, right?
Yeah.
Sneezy.
Sneezy. Let's see.
Is lazy one?
No. What about, I was going to make an inside joke. What was that one dwarf, the naked dwarf? What was his name? Were you there that day? Never mind.
Gimli. Thardon.
Balfour.
That's seven. Got him.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, what are they in? Which one are they in? Snow White?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Snow White. So I just got a text from my wife that indicates that my new toy is here. It's a toy that lets me record video game content for this website, but I'm not a nerd, so I'll have to give it to someone else to do that. Sorry for the distraction, but yeah, we were talking about how beautiful Ariel's voice is, 10 out of 10 in that performance, and whoever sings that song, by the way, if you're listening to this podcast right now, can you send me a link to that person's Wikipedia page so I can listen to every single song they've ever done? Add that to a Spotify playlist. Maybe I can push that playlist to the Music Matters podcast or something.
My name's Mark. I don't think I ever introduced myself.
Hey, my name's Michael, and we didn't introduce ourselves. We just said what the show is. But we're brothers, and we do this show.
Yeah, we do this show where we want you guys to laugh.
I hope you laugh so far, and we hope that you'll continue to do so as we progress the show.
Did you bring anything formal to rate?
I kind of was bringing the Beauty and the Beast. Also,
is Cup... His name is not Cup. Is Chip's voice as annoying as I remember it being?
I didn't find it that annoying, but what I do find annoying is that I watched the Blu-ray version of this movie, and I need to go back and watch the VHS version because I'm not sure if they changed the animation or if it was always bad. If it was always bad and I just remember it wrong, that's cool. I do not want them to George Lucas this Beauty and the Beast movie.
To just is the Beast character design as dope as I remember?
In some scenes, yes, but in some scenes, he looks very weird, and I don't know if that's from the original, and I don't remember because
they
chopped
and screwed it.
Or if they screwed it up and tried to like sharpen up the image and just made him look weird. The same with Belle. Like there are some scenes where if I took a screenshot, you would be like, oh, that looks like a cartoon that somebody tried to draw that kind of looks a little bit like Belle, but not really. Like her face gets wider in some scenes. Like wider. Not wider, like Caucasian, but wider.
Wide.
Yeah. And like also, do you remember the plot of that movie? Because it's weird.
Okay, so this is what I remember of Beauty and the Beast. Beauty, Belle.
Yeah.
Not Beauty. That's not how you need to refer to women.
Yeah, that's sexist.
Belle's dad is an inventor boy.
Correct.
He goes to an inventor competition. He's trying to. He gets
You already remember more of this than I do. But
he gets captured by Beast.
Kind of.
And then the horse comes back.
Correct.
And Belle's like, aw, Nards, dude.
You remember a surprising amount of this movie, but that's correct.
And then she gets captured?
She trades herself in. The dad's like, this is my prisoner now. And she's like, I'll stay here and he can leave.
Okay, so not that I'm not one for romance and stuff.
It's not very romantic.
But like, no, because like, I mean, there's a very heartwarming tale about how she learns to change this boy. But, because that's the way you need to get in relationships. You need to change people from who they are. If I were Belle, I'd be like, all right, that kind of sucks. And then I would have gone and I'd be like, hey, Gaston, you freaking want me that bad? Why don't you rally these people and go beat the mess out of that beast boy?
I mean, that's what tries to happen.
But then, yeah, but she's like, now at that point, she loves the beast. But then what she does is, for sure, Gaston's going to die if he tries to fight the beast like he does. So then she doesn't worry about this creepo hitting on her all the time. And she gets her dad freed. She can break him out during the whole scene.
So here's the thing. Do you remember the part where they go to the guy who runs the insane asylum and they try to capture her dad to throw him in the insane asylum?
Yeah.
I didn't remember any of that. I was wondering.
Are you talking about the guy who's just, he's the character design for the people in Bloodborne?
Yeah, basically. They basically make a Bloodborne thing and try to go storm the Beast Castle. And I was very confused because I was trying to figure out before this happened.
Because Gaston did not have nearly enough insight for that crap.
Well, I was like, Gaston doesn't believe him that the Beast exists, so what happens? And they find the mirror, and she shows him the Beast.
Yeah. That movie's weird.
It's a weird movie. The music's decent, but I don't think the singing is as good as I remember it.
I really do love Be Our Guest.
Be Our Guest is pretty good, but it's not as, like, when I think about that scene as a kid, I think about it as being a little more grand than I think it, kind of like when you watch the Lion King cartoon and you realize that, like, I just can't wait to be king. There's not really as many animals as you remember in your brain doing the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, they just didn't animate that many.
It's just 12.
Yeah, there's, like, 12 animals instead of, like, 100. Yeah. It's kind of like that, where, like, Be Our Guest is cool.
Which kind of makes you think that maybe Zazu's just dumb. He's like, there's 12. Oh, dude, I can't keep track. There's 12 animals here.
Zazu is not a very smart bird. He's a bird brain. And
he's got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Back to Beauty and the Beast, just for a final thing. I liked the movie, but I'm not sure how I feel about it getting all George Lucas stuff. I don't like them changing the movie and replacing all the guns with walkie-talkies. I don't like them adding in Jabba the Hutt and scenes he shouldn't be in. And I don't like the whole fact that Han shot second?
That Belle shot first, though.
Oh, there is a weird thing I do want to pick a bone with, and I don't know if
I don't think that's... Is that how the saying goes?
Pick a bone with? I think so.
I got a bone to pick with you. You have a bone to pick.
Oh, I'm going
to
pick the bone, though. There's a scene at the very beginning of this movie. It's literally the establishing scene for
Bonjour.
Gaston. Or, though, like, now that I'm watching the movie again, his name is not Gaston. That sounds like a white person trying to say his name. He's French. His name is Gaston. Anyway, and that's legitimately how they pronounce it in the movie. So, here's the thing. At the beginning of the movie, there's, I think it's a duck. Anyway, Gaston is hunting.
Shoot somebody, yeah. His
little bro is, he's not a brother, but I can't remember the dude's name.
Rufio.
Rufio is going around with him. He fires his gun, and an arrow, you hear a gunshot, and an arrow flies in the air. And I was wondering if they edited it so
that's in the OG.
Really? He fires a gun and an arrow shoots up.
Yeah, because the gun has like a weird, really open round thing.
Well, it's just a blunderbuss, though.
Yeah, but
so then he walks around the movie with arrows on his back and a gun. So yeah. I'm like, okay, are they trying to do some weird canon because they don't want kids to see guns?
Yes,
they're okay with alcohol.
Yeah, because they're in that bar and people are getting sloppy drunk.
Here's the weird part, though. When he storms the Beast Castle, he has a bow with his arrows. And he shoots Beast in the back with a bow. So I don't know what the gun is like. I don't get it. I don't know what they're trying to do.
Well, the gun...
There are Disney movies with guns.
It's a symbolism.
Kerchak gets shot.
What'd you call him?
Kerchak? From Tarzan.
I thought you said Kerchak.
No, Kerchak from Tarzan gets shot.
No, I thought it was Kerchak.
I don't remember. Whatever it is, the big monkey gets shot.
Hey, you want to know what Disney movie has really good music?
Tarzan?
Tarzan.
Phil Collins, 10 out of 10.
I do like Phil Collins a lot.
You're not going to convince me otherwise, so let's not try not to. Anyway, I don't know how to feel about the Beauty and the Beast movie. I need to find out whether they screwed it. If they screwed it, then it's a very bad movie. And if they didn't screw it, then my memory is really bad. What'd you bring to rate?
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you play a video game and you're sitting there with all your friends and you're playing this game and you do a very good thing and then your friend does a very good thing, or even your brother, we're brothers and this happened to us, and you beat the game or you beat the level or you do a hard part that you guys were stuck on or something and you guys no-look fist bump? That's what I want to rate.
No-look fist bumping?
Yeah, well, like, when you both time it and it's so good and that it just happens, you're like, oh, crush, like...
So when you, like, drift compatibility nail it, like,
yes.
you've synced minds to the point where, like, you're thinking about something and you're like, all right, let's... But you're not thinking about it. It's in your subconscious.
Yeah, it's just, like, you beat the boss and you essentially just, like, reach over and just hit fists.
Like
it's one of the most satisfying things.
Like, we're playing a video game. Like, let's say we're playing a video game. We beat the boss and then reach over and go like that.
Yeah, but less the worst.
Yeah, but I, for the people that are listening to the audio, I just caressed his arm.
Which is not how you do it. But the point is, isn't that just one of the most satisfying things of friendship in the whole world?
Are we just rating the, like... And when I say intimate, I'm not talking sexual or sensual. This is a PG podcast. I'm talking in the intimate understanding of another human for at least a small moment.
Yeah. Like,
it's a beautiful scene because at that point, you do not have to use words to communicate. You have essentially become psychics.
And you are saying, hey, I'm very happy that we got to spend this time together and we did this thing together, and I'm really appreciative of who you are.
The emotional resonance of the moment is strong enough that you literally sink minds for a small, yet in the grand scheme of the infinite universe, it is a useless amount of time. But it is something that is more important than anything that has potentially happened to you in your entire life up to that point, and maybe again afterward. We might have already peaked.
Yeah. But, like, you know what I mean, though? You're just sitting there, and you freaking beat the boss in Cuphead, and you kill the dragon, and rather than kicking a chair across the room and crotch-chopping uncontrollably, you fist-bump, and it's just a very beautiful thing.
I agree. And I want to get back to that, but I also don't want to downgrade kicking a chair and crotch chopping uncontrollably, because that has its place. That's the thing. Like, there's two sides of this, right? Especially if it's a video game. And this happens with movies. Like, sometimes you watch a movie and you're like, that was dope, right?
Yes.
So, like, we're playing a video game, we beat a boss, right? There is the, like, we overcame something. I just shared a moment with you, and that's when we do our fist bump, right? Sometimes there's also an animosity toward the thing. Like, maybe you're watching a movie, and the bad guy gets it in a good way. Or, like, you're watching The Little Mermaid, and, like, well, this is different. So, like, if you're watching The Little Mermaid, and then, like, we hear the song, right, Part of Your World, and we both look at each other, and we're both crying. That's one of those moments, right?
Yes.
Or when we legitimately watch The Lion King, or yeah, like that makes sense. But then sometimes when you're playing a video game, and so, or like When you're watching the movie Interstellar, and
spoilers for Interstellar,
that movie's a little old now. If you're watching the movie Interstellar and Matt Damon, aka Jason Bourne, does some very bad things, right?
Do you remember when you out loud, when we watched that movie in theaters, said, "I've never wanted to push Matt Damon in the wiener so hard till now."
I think I said slap him. I said slap him in the wiener. I just want to slap Matt Damon in the wiener.
But you said it out loud during the movie, which was the best part.
Oh, was it in the movie? I believe it. But exactly. So right, that's the exact emotion I'm trying to get across. Right. My wanting to slap Matt Damon in the wiener could have just as easily been manifested when he does get it bad in that movie. If I just stand up, kick my chair away, and furiously crotch drop at the giant movie theater screen. Like, that is another side of the same coin. And if two people do it at the same time, we have then circled around and done both emotions.
So, you're saying that when we watch Infinity War 2 together, and Thanos gets his.
Spoilers for Infinity War 2.
No, but Thanos is going to get his.
When Captain Wakanda comes back,
and kills then Thanos gets his,
we are both going to stand up in the theater and furiously crotch chop the screen. Because Thanos is a bad boy. He did bad. Spoilers for Infinity War Part Avengers 1. Movie. Skip like 30 seconds. Thanos kills Spider-Man? That's an unforgivable sin. It's so bad. Who does that?
Especially he's just a 15-year-old boy.
He had the choice to kill any other people, and he killed Spider-Man. I guess he didn't choose, right?
Here's the weird thing, though.
Boom.
Hey, sorry. Skip ahead a little bit more. I'm still on this. So you have ultimate power. You have this gauntlet. Why not just kill bad guys? Like, if his whole thing is, like...
Because he would die.
But, like, I mean, no. Like, I mean, like, not just, like, but, like, all right, so, this guy is, like, a hobo dangus who's, like, a rapist, killed him. But, like, all right, if you are...
What you're describing is the plot of Death Note.
If you're a rapist, they die. Like, and then, like, and just kind of clear up the world's population, or overpopulation of the universe
that way.
The gauntlet
is not that specific. It only goes to 50%. Just 50%, done. That's all the programming it needed. It couldn't have said, like, oh, all the bad ones. There's probably 50% about. Who's to judge what's bad and what's good, right? Because we decide murder and rape, but right? But what about, like, punching a baby in the face?
Bad.
What if it's a bad baby?
I mean, you can punch bad baby. See, here's a... No, here's
what
the
if you brown-noted Hitler?
It's not the circle eats the square, dude. It's the circle getting the square. So, like, you can't punch a bad baby, but you can punch bad baby.
Who's Bad Baby?
You don't know who Bad Baby is?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you not seen Catch Me Outside?
Oh, is that her name?
Yeah, her rap name is Bad Baby.
Oh, I didn't know that was a... No, my word.
Catch Me Outside. She threw a drink at Iggy Azalea the other day. And like a Nicki Minaj, like... tour thing, she threw a drink at Iggy trying to get her to fight her, and then Iggy was essentially like, I'm not gonna attack a child. They had beef.
I believe
whose beef do you think is cooler, Iggy and Bad Babies or Nicki's and the other chick, what's her name, Cardi B?
I was trying to think of another funny rap beef. Kanye and Ebro Darden.
Who?
He's a radio host for rap music.
The guy who's really mad at Kanye for Ye Sucks.
Maybe, well, he also just thinks that Kanye may be a little bit mentally unstable, which, let's all face it,
might be a little true.
Hate him or love him, it's definitely true. He's admitted it.
I'm glad that he's not bipolar anymore, though, that he got over that crap. Was he cured of bipolarism?
That's not a thing. I don't think. I'm pretty sure it's not a thing.
Bipolarism?
I think he decided he was going to get a second opinion and didn't believe his first doctor. Dude, I don't want to go there. But what do we want to call the thing? The, like, sinking of minds? Are we just calling it, like, a mind meld?
We can just say drifting. When you drift?
When you drift. Which, that's a reference to the movie about Pacific Rim where the two people pilot the same mech.
Our audience.
Yeah, our audience are ladies. 10 out of 10.
It's a 10 out of 10. Like, some of my favorite memories from growing up with you, it's like, oh, we just freaking, well, it happened twice in Gears of War 2. The part in Gears of War 2 when we ran inside the giant worm and we got crushed by the same thing at the same time and lost it for like a 35 seconds. Fist bump then, but also the next time when we did the same exact thing, fist bump then too. It's just a good time.
It's so good. It is good.
It's very good.
Which is why it's a 10 out of 10. Certified by Life's What You Rate It.
We should get... Hey, not we. We don't have to do any more work. Hey, you guys. You should make some sort of ongoing thing that keeps track of all the things we've rated.
A wiki is the word you're looking for?
Yeah. But not just because it'd be really fun to look at and stuff, but also because at some point we're going to forget what we rated or not. I feel like rate something again.
I feel like it may have happened, but I can't find a specific instance. We've gotten close.
I mean, we've been close for sure.
What I want to say, though, is that we have 92 likes on Facebook, and it would be wonderful to me if we could get to 100 very soon. Just very, very soon. We're so close. We're at 92 likes on Facebook.
Hey, guys. It's Thanksgiving time. Why don't you guys give me something to be thankful for?
Give us something to be thankful for. Give us 8 more likes. Invite your friend. If you're listening to this podcast and you think it's funny, do us a favor and like it on Facebook for one, because like the post. And for two, try to get your friends to like the page as well, because we really like that.
And also, see if you can find anybody who thinks we're funny and let them tell us that we're funny on comments.
Sometimes our self-esteem is fairly low and we do like to get comments. We like to get shares. We like to get
even
likes.
Even if you think we're bad, I wouldn't mind comments.
You could also give us the angry face and the sad face, whatever those mean. Thank you for listening to the show. Do you have a way to wrap us up here?
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
What did the pig do when he skinned his knee?
What?
He put some ointment on it.
I feel nothing.
Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at WagMatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music. If you'd like to support the content we make here at WackMatters.com, please go to WackMatters.StoreMV.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at WackMatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future. Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com, where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/whackmatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at whackmatters.com. Have a great day.